You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Thompson Whiskey's finest mixologist, Sam. What's your last name, Sam?
Holmes.
Sam Holmes. Solid name as well.
Yeah. I'm quite proud of it, you know.
Rad.
I like it.
No,
yeah.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Sam, how the heck are you?
I'm great, mate. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. I think everyone up here is in the classic.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Thursday in Radio Land is Friday.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Yeah.
So we're all cylinders are firing and we're all go.
Let's hope we can bring a little bit of celebration to that then, eh? Yeah.
Now, what is on the cards for us this evening for Cocktail Corner? Thompson Whiskey in the house and or Victor Gin?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm from Thompson Whiskey, but we do a fantastic gin as well called Victor Gin, as you said. Considering that we're sort of closing off a pretty big session of, doing some awesome whiskey cocktails up here, I thought I'd bring along something cool, something clean, and do a martini with you guys.
You brought a dog bowl with some ice in it, though.
I did. That one was just for you, Big Hungry. I was like, yeah, you want a dog bowl of ice, mate?
Does on the deck here, we've got some Dolan, like the dry vermouth.
Yep. Oh, man, the label's lovely.
Does vermouth and gin... Does vermouth typically go on a martini?
Yeah, so a martini is just two ingredients. Everyone knows, you know, James Bond vodka martini. But typically a martini was always gin. So it's two ingredients, gin and dry vermouth.
Will you be shaking?
That's all it is.
Stirring?
Well, once again, traditionally it should be stirred.
Okay.
James Bond is just, you know, throwing things at the wall, seeing if they stick.
He's
got
a gun on him.
He does. I'm not going to argue with him.
That's what's going on there.
But that said, I think one of the best things about doing Cocktail Corner is, you know, the audio element, you know. You want to be able to hear what's going on at home. So for that reason and that reason alone, I've decided to shake tonight just so that you guys at home can hear the lovely sound of a shaken martini.
Suits me.
Everyone's like, oh, don't you bruise a gin? I was like, how can you bruise a gin by shaking it?
We've got a pretty muscular gin, mate. I'm sure it can take a couple of knocks.
All the botanicals in there. There's actually only four botanicals, isn't it?
Five,
mate. But we slipped in one since the last time we talked to you.
Is that a fact?
No.
God damn it, Sam. Do you name them on here?
Yep.
Juniper, lemon, lemongrass, cardamom, and coriander. Ah, coriander for the win, by the way.
Yeah, mate. Well, I mean, it's a really citrus-heavy gin, and that coriander and cardamom at the end is quite important because citrus gins like that can become a little bit overly sweet. They just become syrupy, whereas that dry cardamom coriander just, like, cleans it up at the end. Yeah.
Agreed.
And to tie in with that as well, as opposed to your olive garnish, I've gone for a cheeky lemon, you know, tie in with that citrus element.
Okay.
Cool. So a bit of start. Assembling this thing.
Talk us through it. Give us the measurements and what you're doing.
I've cheated slightly here by setting up my garnishes beforehand.
Is there anything mint we can do with that white stuff that you've scraped off the inside of the...
I honestly don't know.
Surely.
Maybe if you're soaked in vodka, you could maybe come out with something like
some kind of prison alcohol.
Limoncello, maybe. I don't know. Sure. Personally, it goes in the bin for me. but that's just personal preference. So I've gone for a 5-to-1 ratio with my martini here. So we're going for every part of gin, or every part of vermouth we use, we're going to use 5 parts of gin.
Okay.
And I'm doubling up here slightly, so just ignore me while I pour 5 shots of gin into this.
Okay. No, I'm not. I'm going to look right at it. I'm going to see it happen.
There we go. So that's number one.
Is all gin completely clear?
All spirits are when they leave the still.
Oh, because gin doesn't get the barrel treatment or anything like that.
Yeah, and there's no additives to it or anything like that, so...
Sam, you're making 5 drinks, so you're putting 5 40ml shots.
No, I'm making 2 drinks.
Oh, 2 drinks.
So the recipe for a martini is 2.5 shots of gin.
Okay.
And a half shot of vermouth. So it's a 5-to-1 ratio like that. One more. But I'm doubling up, so... 5 shots, while it sounds like a lot, that's only enough for 2 people, mate. So we're going to have to spread it thin here today.
Oh, wow.
We'll figure it out.
Martinis are quite powerful.
Yeah, they're a boozy cocktail. It's effectively gin, martini, vermouth, and water. That's all it is.
What's the olive for? Is that some kind of like, is it like a chaser buzz?
It's a garnish. So
Are you supposed to eat it?
Yeah. I mean, I love eating the olive on the top of my martini.
But, like, I'm not going to eat this peel that you're going to put in the thing.
No, that's just there for the smell and the aroma and the look.
I'm going to wait. I'll wait. I'm sure it's going to be mint.
Rightio. So far, it's really simple. I've poured 5 shots of gin into this shaker, 1 shot of vermouth, and now I'm adding some ice to the shaker.
A 1 fist, a 2 fist.
There we go. We keep it precise around here. Now, having locked up the Boston Shaker, time to shake it away.
Great action.
Not stirred.
And just like last time, the biggest, trickiest part of this cocktail getting is the getting the old Boston Shaker.
Out of the thing
there we go. We got it, team. We got it. Sick. Disaster averted.
Can I just have a little whiff of the Dolan Vermouth?
Yeah,
we haven't had
look
the.
At John using the force.
I don't know if we've had the white wine one in here very often.
Now, as I said, I cheated at the start by setting up my garnish, and I've also had ice sitting in these glasses from the get-go.
Just quickly, is it if you're attending a bar, do you have a bunch of garnishes kind of ready to go so you don't have to do all that sort of...
You do and you don't. Some of them...
you want to keep it fresh, eh?
Some of them can sit on the shelf for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're doing cucumber slices,
right,
you know,
right,
you could
right.
have that in a sealed Tupperware container and that'd be fine.
Yuck, by the way.
Don't disgusting.
Put that in my
yeah.
drink. Do not put that in my drink.
But like lemon, a huge amount of it is the citrus oils in there.
Yeah, and that's kind
and
of
you want to capture
new,
that
eh?
fresh.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Are you finding a lot of people dropping lemons off at your door at the moment, Sam? Seems to be a lot of lemons floating around.
It's the great socialist movement of Auckland, you know, sharing your citrus.
John brought in a Tahitian lime today.
Did he?
He'd been growing it for 5 years, he said.
Oh, mate, you must be proud of that.
Where is that, actually? There's some of that Tahitian lime left?
No, I think we've...
It was basically a lemon.
Used it all in the drinks that we've got up here this evening.
I think I peed on that tree, too, so I kind of have a stake in it.
I could taste that.
So the thing I love about martinis is that they're super boozy.
They look like there's nothing to it. It's such a sleeper.
But they're also very clean, very refreshing. Oh, we've lost the garnish team. One overboard.
I'll have that one. Don't worry about it.
Ernest Hemingway famously said about it that he's never tasted anything so cool and refreshing, you know? Like, it's a very palate-resetting kind of drink.
Okay.
So, like, when I'm having a big night on the whiskies, which I mean, drink responsibly, team. Drink responsibly. But midway through, if you're struggling to taste what's going on in your glass, having a martini in the middle there sort of opens up your palate. You're able to taste again, and it's great.
Cool. Okay.
So I'm taking these little strips of lemon, doing a little twist, releasing the essential oils above the glass.
A little skadoosh.
Should I put it into the glass when I drink it? No.
Oh, mate, you can do what you want with it. You can throw it a Big Hungry, you can eat it.
We should probably put some boundaries on
it. Sam, would you like to take a phone call during Cocktail Corner?
You need to put headphones on real quick.
Put some headphones on.
Caller, you're in the middle of Cocktail Corner.
Hello. John Connery here.
Go on.
Hello.
Taking the third with a spy trick.
What? Shaken not stirred with a what?
Like if you make a real martini, you try not to disturb the gin while you put the vermouth in.
Yeah, no, we got that from Sam in the beginning.
Typically I would stir it, definitely, but I just love the sound of shaking on the radio.
Sorry, mate, see ya.
I love how there's all these.
It's just that Sam started passing the drinks around.
Cocktail purists are getting enraged.
Hey, is that what's his name? Sam. Hey, can you tell Sam?
Sam, this smells great.
Well, have fun with it. We see if it's cool and refreshing and clean
and Hemingway.
I'm going to drop my zest in before I take a sip of it.
Mine's in. It's full frontal.
It is.
I think it's too much of a child inside to have a martini in my life.
Oh, look, mate, what we've got to do is just get some whiskey in you first.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back to the gin martini. You're looking thoughtful there.
For me, this
is
kind of almost lemonade-y.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very citrus heavy. And I feel like the vermouth brings almost like a little bit of a savoury element in there, you know, it just adds a bit of complexity.
The vermouth
it's, is, for me,
I think I need to try the vermouth by itself.
What I enjoy
just
about
to
this,
figure out what's going
what
on.
I like
start
about this
the
is
around.
It's really, it's this like bone dry for me.
Vermouth's like, okay.
And what always freaks me out a little bit about, you know, really nice vermouth is it is dry, you know, because often with wine, I find it to be quite mouthy, but the vermouth and the gin combo is like, yep, sweet, dry as anything.
Mm.
And I am a big fan.
Do you like the drink or not?
I'm a big fan of dry cocktails. Okay.
There we go.
So this is right up my alley. This is 100% horsepower though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, personally, I don't think I'd have more than like, you know, one or two of them in an evening, but there is no other drink that serves this purpose. It's the best, you know, reset button on your palate.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I feel that. I definitely feel that. I can see it being like a, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Time to wake up the taste buds.
Mm.
Anyway, we've been using the fantastic Victor Gin there to highlight the citrus tones there with that garnish and whatnot.
You've done this before.
Once or twice, mate.
Mm. Yeah, thank you to Thompson Whiskey New Zealand. Matt Thompson making a wonderful New Zealand-made gin out there at Halotau. This is all New Zealand-made stuff.
It is.
Aside from the Dolin Vermouth, which has come from France.
It's a silver play, John.
And you guys are total legends. And pass on my regards to Matt Thompson.
Well, thanks for having us.
Maybe our regards. Maybe just
pass on our regards.
I am standing right here.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I'll pass it along.
Thanks. Right, yeah.
Actually, just pass a little bit more regards on from me, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so yeah.
I would appreciate that.
You know what? I almost guarantee he's listening right now.
Okay, actually, everyone just... Matt, I just want to say personally, from me to you, my regards.
Matt Thompson?
Ah, fuck.
That was me kissing.
I'm kind of holding up scorecards for you both.
You start just straight patchy,
hey, Sam.
You tell Matt that I said, oh.
Sam, thank you so much. Thank you, Thompson Whiskey. Thank you, Victor Gin. It has been an absolute pleasure having you with us for Cocktail Corner. You guys, don't be strangers. I'm sure we'll see you in the near future.
Kia ora.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.